Weekends always start early right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell. We'd love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports as we continue our conversation, hooping it up, talking some NBA with Steve Kyler, basketball insiders. And obviously, we were just highlighting one of the teams on the rise looking to get a bounce, and that, of course, is New Orleans. But what about the Oklahoma City Thunder? If healthy, are they your favorite to win the Western Conference?
Well, it's hard not to pencil them into that discussion, and I think as much respect as you want to give what will be the defending champion Golden State Warriors, Golden State had kind of the miracle season. They didn't lose anybody to significant injury last year, one of the fewest games lost to injury of anybody, and when you can have all of your guys healthy, and more importantly, they had a lot of depth and were able to play a lot of their guys, you know, shorter minutes. You know, you saw Klay Thompson's minutes come down, Steph Curry's minutes come down. Now you have more to spend in the postseason. You know, they were a special team, and you don't want to discount them. But you're talking about a Kevin Durant that's been a beast in the gym and has a whole lot that he feels like he needs to prove. You know, remember a year ago he was the MVP, and now people are forgetting to mention him. And he sees that. He talks about that. He understands it. Russell Westbrook in the second half of the season put on a tear that was amazing. And you think about who they have in terms of getting Serge Ibaka back, getting Kevin Durant back, Russell Westbrook healthy. You've got a bench that includes, you know, guys like Deion Waiters, a very potent scorer, their draft pick in Cameron Payne. You know, just the list of guys they bring back in as Cantor, they've got Steven Adams. They are literally almost five deep at every position. And, you know, it's kind of crazy when you think about the interchangeability. You know, the big question for them is Billy Donovan as their head coach. And it's been a long time since a guy who was coaching in college the season before had any level of success or have even won a playoff game, let alone a playoff series. So, you know, Billy Donovan brought in to kind of, you know, change the culture a little bit, kind of bring it up a little bit, add more, create more offense. So we'll see how it plays out. But if healthy, you know, Oklahoma City has all of the pieces. I mean, in every scenario of the game, if you want to try to play who's got the best defensive guy, well, Serge Ibaka is one of the best in the league. Best offensive guys, got two of them. So they really do have a lot to work with. The question is can they stay healthy? That's been their problem the last 2 years.
What do you think the future is for KD in Oklahoma City? Obviously, this is a burning question. It's going to be very interesting to watch what happens in the summer of 2016.
Yeah, the $160 million question. Mm-hmm. Kevin has the option to be a free agent next July. You know, he has said all the right things about Oklahoma City. But, you know, I remind everybody, you know, Dwight Howard said all the right things about Orlando, and he's not there. You know, you go back to LeBron James. He pledged that he would finish his career in Cleveland. He left for Miami. You know, even going back to Carmelo Anthony, when he signed his big contract extension with the Denver Nuggets, he's going to be there for his career, and he's in New York. You know, guys change teams. This is a reality of kind of where you're at, is especially for Kevin. He had a huge year last year on the endorsement front, logged more than $300 million in endorsement money. So he gets to make a decision that isn't tied to contract. Every team in the league is going to have enough money to offer him a full max contract. So he really has the entire league to choose from. And I think a lot of Kevin's future is going to be about how this season plays out in Oklahoma City.
Hey, Steve Kyler with Basketball Insiders joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Only a few more minutes. So we hit on KD, Russell, Serge Ibaka. This is an important year for Deion Waiters. What, this is his contract year. What are your expectations for him, and how do you think the Thunder will utilize him?
Well, he's best served as a sixth man, and, you know, I know Deion quite well, and Deion is certainly capable of being a starter in this league, but I don't think he's going to get that opportunity in Oklahoma City for a whole bunch of reasons. Like I said, he is best used for them in a sixth-man role. And, you know, that then starts to become a little tough because you do get to a point where in Deion's situation where you want to be in a position to be a starter. You want to be in a position to get what Reggie Jackson got from Detroit, a full-time starter-level contract. So there are some kind of some conflicting situations there. But I think that's another reason why they looked at Cameron Payne, is that, you know, if Deion starts to become the next disgruntled guy in Oklahoma City overall, they can trade him, they can move him on. You know, we'll see. You know, Deion likes that situation. He really clicked and fell in with those guys, really found a role that he liked and probably played some of his best basketball while with the Thunder. So there's an opportunity for him to really play himself not only into a good payday, but also play himself deep into the postseason.
Okay, let's head over to the East. Let's talk about Milwaukee. I mean, what kind of strides will they make in the 2015-2016 season? I'm actually very anxious to watch the Bucks play.
You're not alone. You know, they added a lot and are going to get more back. You know, they're the team that landed Greg Monroe, and talk about adding some low post scoring to a team that was already pretty good. They're going to get Jabari Parker back. He was the second overall pick and looked like a solid rookie of the year candidate before tearing his ACL. They took care of a lot of business. I think another training camp and off season to kind of acclimate, especially some of the young guys like Michael Carter-Williams, to the defensive mindset. You know, I talked to John Henson recently. He's excited about this year. He may do his contract extension before the deadline on October 31st. So they've got a lot of youth. They've got a lot of interchangeability. They're the longest team when you look at kind of the wingspan. If you say who's the longest team in the NBA, it's probably the Milwaukee Bucks. And they play an interesting brand of defense where they just really create havoc. And that was one of the reasons why they were kind of the surprise last year. I think they'll be even better this year. I don't think they can win the division when you think about being in a division that has the Detroit Pistons, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Chicago Bulls, but they could be a team that wins 50 games this year.
Oh, I was going to say, is this a team that can win 50 games? The other point is talking about Jason Kidd. Obviously, he had an incredible career as a player, but it has not taken him long to prove himself as an NBA coach. What do you think his best traits are?
Well, there are a couple of things. I mean, the Brooklyn situation, I think, is an unfortunate one because that was just a mess that he walked into. But in talking to not only some of the Bucks players, but also some of the support staff, you know, one of the things that Jason brings to the table is credibility. You know, he's been there. He's done that. He understands it. He challenges and relates. You know, he sits with his players and teaches. Because he's not that far removed, he understands what some of his players probably don't know and don't understand, and he can communicate that in a way where guys really get it. And I think the fact that they're having success, that is always a huge help. You know, it's easy to get guys to do things they don't want to do when you can show them that it works. You know, when it doesn't work is when guys start to deviate from the plan, and I think the fact that it was a young team where Jason was probably the biggest ego in the room helped. It wasn't a huge veteran-laden team, and the support pieces are all around him. When you think about the guys like, you know, Jared Bayless and Zaza Pachulia and guys you wouldn't pick out of the lineup, even O.J. Mayo, those guys really gravitated to the message that Jason had for them. And, you know, hard work, defense, work together, play unselfishly, you know, move the ball, transition. You know, it's a pretty special group. And I think when you think about the emergence of Chris Middleton, when you think about what Jabari Parker could be, you think about what Michael Carter-Williams could be with a full training camp, that could be a very special group in Milwaukee. And I think a lot of it comes down to, like I said, they believe in Jason Kidd, and sometimes that's half the battle.
Of course, the Bucks with a big turnaround last season, 41-41. Hey, Steve Kyler with Basketball Insiders has been joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big Esports Show. We want to encourage you to go to basketballinsiders.com, check out their work. It is awesome, comprehensive coverage of the NBA, and it's always such an honor to have you with us. Thank you, Steve.
Anytime, Alyssa.
Stick around. Much more straight ahead tonight. Some MLB news and notes with our very own Andy Pondillo.